Begin the current daf Mesachtes Rosh Hashanah daf Gimel begin the Menal begin the Tzitzis Nasa begin with the Gemara Yishma Kanani Melech Harod. Now the Gemara was saying that this is referring to Sichan. Now Tzitzis says B'Medrash, the Medrash actually says the Hainah Molik. It's actually referring to Molik. K'mashi Yosef Apaiten, like the poet made B'Pizmain in the song Shal Parsha Zachar, the Parsha before Purim. K'sus V'Losh and Shina. His clothing and his language, he changed. Hayez kemelech harod, like melech harod. Now, this doesn't seem to be the like what the Gemara is saying of Sichan. That's what the Kanani that melech harod is. Rather, it seems to be Amalek. So, what's the Gemara saying that this is Sichan? So it says, yeah, I'm still daik shabbat of a Sichan kind. It still would be able to infer as the Gemara's intention is to prove that Sichan's still around. You're right. It's actually a malik, but medeshina malik atzma levikin musa. But since a malik was changing and dressing up as if he was sichan, although he really wasn't sichan, but obviously that means to say they were still alive, because then everyone know that this is not true because he's not alive anymore. And says Tzitzis v'nir de mahu de masi kedarsh. It seems like that the drush is actually from the parsha Masi, where there it discusses these people, because the mahu de chukas, if it's from parsha's chukas, which also mentions a similar type of apostle, come a farish, but there it explains the Shema, that what does it mean by Yishma HaKanani? What did he hear? There it says, Kivo Yisrael Derech HaSram, that he heard that the Jewish people came through the path, and therefore it's not going to be the same thing our Gemara is trying to say, that they heard that Aaron died, which is the whole point of the Raya of our Gemara, where Rashi Lindik prepares Chumash Rashi in his interpretation of Chumash, actually was not so precise, because he actually explained to Yishma HaKanani over there, that he heard that Aaron passed away, but he disagrees and says, no, because there the pasuk saying a different point of Derech Yisrael. Rather, it's going on what's in Parashas Masi. Kinnik's Tes Masi, begin the words of the Gemara, Elva Yiro'u, Kedrish Lakish. Rather, it's that, not that they saw, but they were seen. Like so to say, Shinazgal, they were revealed. And what's key? Lefi Shemesan, because Aaron passed away. We're behind Balash and Tahar. This is what's in the translation of because. As Tes explains, because the Amid Vayiro Lashon Re'ia, if you would think that it doesn't mean that they were revealed, rather that they saw Emes Asher Lafarish High Key, then they wouldn't be able to interpret this key B'Shem Achar B'Shem Echad Mehanech Ma'ar B'Lashon in any one of these four terminologies that the Gemara says that key can mean. So therefore, obviously, it means that they're revealed, and it's because Aaron passed away that the Nanakovi were removed. But this takes me a kasha. But what is a difficulty is why the Malashon Kasher? Maybe it means that Kalaim, in other words, Vayiru, that they saw Kasher Gava Aaron, that Aharon had passed away. And as we find such a precedent, Kamei Vayiru Acha Yosef Kimei Zavim, the brothers of Yosef saw that their father passed away. Vayiru, they said, Luis to me, maybe he's going to hate us. And we have a pasuk in Shmuel Av, Vayiru Pelishtim Kimei Zgiburim, that the Pelishtim saw that their mighty one died. Maybe it means that, and that would make sense for the interpretation of the pasuk. So it says, "V'shem e'im misyashar kan k'may b'hani." But still, maybe it wouldn't be as a good interpretation that, as we have in those two psukim that we brought, where because over here the Bnei Yisrael didn't see the death of Aaron, he actually died on the mountain by himself with Moshe. So therefore, that's why you wouldn't be able to say that they saw, and therefore it must be that they were revealed, and it's because he passed away. Now, but then it's addressed in general that v'od mefarshin and kura b'lashon kasher. We find many psukim that the key means that, as we find Kima Kivos was Pari by the Yazosh and Shemais, that the horse of Pari came, or Ki Tibur, or Frisim, that you're going to increase and be fruitful in Yirmiya. So that Taisa is addressing the question that doesn't seem to be one of the four that we mentioned over here in our Gemara. In Zaloshan Chamisha, it's not a fifth definition. Kidapish Bukunjas, like Rashi explains, the Chisavoy, the Chiselchun, Kisisa, Kizachala, Bachala, Mesham Shemaloshan Kasher, that all these that are that loshen im he mishamshim, they're really from one of the four that we said of if, where shemit, because even though it's not if, it's that, but shemit sinu kamaduchti, so it says we find this in many places that im mishamshim loshen kasher, that actually the word im, which we're saying ki kadin, also functions in the definition of that. Kamai, like we find vim yi hayevel, doesn't mean if it's going to be yevel. How do you say kasher yi? And this is that when it will be. Shavadi yi, for sure yevel is going to be. And mechin sutu we find vim takav mechaz bechorim, you're going to bring the mechaz bechorim. It's a kasher takav. It's going to be that you're going to shari yichok, because it's obligatory. So therefore, it's not difficult. Now, this Rashi explains a bit, the kolam mishamash v'loshen asher, that whatever function, as we just mentioned, of that, loshen imim, it's if, so it's just leyitachin. It's not possible. Because That sounds like it's coming to give a reason and not if. B'sif Magarish, and at the end of Perek Magarish and Gittin of Tzadik Amar Al-Alef, Perish B'Kunj Rashi explains, Shehem, that these psukim that are mean that, when it says ki, it's lashon d'ha, it's because, not im. So it says, ah, v'cheinik, and that's primary. In other words, that is coming to like explain the phenomena, which is really more of because than that of im, of because. Tinek says, Master, begin with the Gemara, what are the four keys? E, if, dilma, maybe, ella, but d'ha, because. As it says, kiyimtza, kiyikra, kisida, kisifka, kulam lashon imhim. The all if this happens, if you find, and so to the majority. When it says, kisem bavavcha, that if you're going to say in your heart, ein shaykh levash lashon im, it's not really applicable to say if, tavamash malashon im taimra loytira, it's going to say that, if you're going to say that, that if you're going to say that the Rab Magoyim, and then you're not going to be afraid, but if you're not going to say that tear, you're going to be afraid, that's not really possible to say. So it can't be that kisayim b'vavcha, that if you're going to say, rather b'kach loshen dilbuhu, rather must be that maybe. Maybe you're going to say in your heart that there's so many Gentiles, there's so many non-Jews, etc. That's the passage telling you, loy tamekin, don't say this. And v'chein sotu, when you're going to say mandir defloy, that, and v'chitam manoichel, it's all the same thing, it means maybe. And ki, when it says in the pasuk Yisir Chamer Sanacha, and ki gava aaron, the mashma loshen deha, that sounds like because, but as we said in the previous days, v'chein loshen asher, that is that, that's related to the deha interpretation of ki. Here next says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Arad Shemai. This, that the Kanani, Melech Arad, we say Kanani is the Malchus, Arad is the name of the king. And Tosafot explains, that's the Drush. But a Pashto Krad, the symbol of the Pasuk is Arad Shemai, Medina is the name of the country, Ashim Iro, the name of his city. That's what Yishma HaKanani, Melech Arad, the king of this, again, either of, not that this was his name, but it's the name of the country or the name of a city. We see that it's an ear, and we see that it's the second year. So obviously, Rosh Hashanah is not on ear, rather it's a Nisan. And so it says, don't say, what do you mean? Maybe the crud the ear, maybe this pasuk of ear, is considering it from when the Mishkan was erected. And Rosh Hashanah ear. Maybe actually it's the next year because of ear. And really, it's year number three, we're calling it second year because it's from Hakamas HaMishkan, which was a year later. It says no, because Dama Shana Shenis like Gzer Shava, it says the second year for Gzer Shava, where Kadam El Elgabi, Shnas Mem, Shnas Chav, just what we said when it says by both of them 40 years or 20 years, it meant from the same event of Yitzis Mitzayim. Here also says the second year, Gzer Shava to the other Pasik that was Tomei Yitzis Mitzayim. Here also it's Tomei Yitzis Mitzayim, not from Hakamas HaMishkan. Now, however, it says, you have a muscle, so you crawl the Pasha Bamidbar Sinai. Really, it could have brought it from a pasuk in Pasha Bamidbar, where it says, where he says explicitly the ear is still the second year, and it's not the third year, and it's, we'll have a tzarkli gzeri shabbos. You wouldn't have to come onto this gzeri shabbos like we're saying of Shana Shinis, because in the Pasha Bamidbar, the pasuk explicitly says, and so it doesn't answer the question. Why didn't they bring from that explicit pasuk? Tinman next taste master the beginning with the words the Gemara, Shane Mashabas Lashkan. And this Basheni can't mean the second day of the week. You don't find anywhere that it talks about day of the week like that. I with the Khsiva Yivoiku Yom Shane, I says in the beginning of the Torah that it was Mahir Vaiku Yom Shane, he says it's day of the week. Shama explains Ain Lamaid Mabriasa Shalom, but only enough from the creation of the world, claim in other words, that Abba Shabbos, because it's not going on the day of the week. Elishay Yom Shane Labriasa Shalom, rather it's going on the second day of creation, but not that of the day of the week. So today it says, it sounds like that the other thing mentioned of Rebbe Lazar, was as if he's disagreeing with Rebbe Yechanan, and that the Bryce is supporting only Rebbe Yechanan, says Tyson, no, love not forget Rebbe Lazar. The Mice number Rebbe Lazar Bahak Bryce, and this Bryce brings also the point of Rebbe Lazar. Now, what we need Rabbi Yechon also, because the pasuk of Rabbi Lazar itself wouldn't be sufficient of Vayachal Livnis Pachidus Shani Basheni, which expounds Shani is not just the second month of Yibos, the second month of Shlema. Why is that enough? Why are we supporting Rabbi Yechon? Oh, because the Hava, I mean, I would have thought to say the Lishlema Vad, the Hava Shenul Yerach Shemain Berl Lel Machuzi, right? It's Shlema Melch, it's the second month of his reign. But that's only because Levi Shammah ben Nisan, he happened to have become king in Nisan. Abba Shammah Lach Malai, but who said this in reply to all other kings? Abba Tarkh Namid Makhli, it's something that we have to have the source of Yechon, also that we have a passage that's comparing all Maluchas to that of Yitzis Mitzrayim, which is from Nisan. The next test of the beginning of the Gemara, Mechal de Nisan Rosh Hashanah. So obviously, that, like Rav Chizda said, that for the Gentile kings, the Rosh Hashanah is not Nisan, as the Gemara proved, so it must be Tishrei, which plays a valid question. Although there's many different months between Nisan and Tishrei, that you could have said Rosh Hashanah. How do you know it's Tishrei, even though you know it's not Nisan? But so it says, still fixim in Nisan, Ukmat Tishrei. Once we're saying it's not Nisan, we can say it's going to be Tishrei. Because the Ashkelon, we find that Rosh Hashanah, like Hamidvam, we find that the first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for many things, Lashmit and Leyevlis, and therefore if it's not Nisan, that's why we say it's going to be for that of Tishrei.